Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3-2 is lined into right field. That's a base hit. And it is on the line. Heaton races over, takes a soft hop. Chisholm comes to third. The throw is up the line. Tag! Not in time! Chisholm slides in head first. A huge hit for Wells. And the Yankees lead it 4-3.
Sound sounded last night here on WEEI. 8:08. First pitch tonight.
Woo!
Pre-game coverage starts a little after 7. Here on your flagship station for the Boston Red Sox. Could be the last one tonight.
I know.
Or it could be a fun ride through the weekend up in Toronto. You got to load
snacks
up.
Snacks for tonight. Some beers of choice.
Just a couple of small beers.
I'm going to do a couple small beers.
Yeah, just a couple small beers. Yeah. Don't do anything too crazy.
That's it.
But just mix in a few small beers. It is. I'll tell you, just listening to that play again, I'm just reliving the horror of that play.
Yeah.
But I thought Eaton kind of screwed up fishing the ball out of the right field wall there. I don't know if you agree with that. The throw was on point. Like,
it
that
was
thing
on point.
That thing was a hose. Like, I didn't think it was going to be that close at the plate.
The way he fielded it, I did not think it was going to be a play at the plate. And then all of a sudden, you get the camera angle and then, like, the full throw. And I initially was like, let me see the replay. And then you see the other angle and you're like, oh, he was way safe. But, like, the ball got there almost the same time as Jazz.
No, it wasn't like reviewable, but just that thing was.
But it was like bang, bang.
Picked it up a little cleaner.
And like if Jazz Chisholm, if it was almost anybody else on the Yankees, he's got to be one of the fastest guys on the team. Like if it was anybody else, you wonder if they can even score.
So how you feeling about the Red Sox tonight? Rivalry is back. I think we're going to hear more of this coming up, Keith, later on in the show.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of hateable Yankees on this team.
There really is.
There's a lot of all-time hateable Yankees.
Yes, there are.
And it feels like the rivalry now with a game each, and this maybe is the beauty of the new format in wild card, the one game playoff, as great as 2021 was, there was no building drama day over day. It was one game,
no,
crazy, and then it was over.
Although this year I would have taken it.
One game would have worked out well this
Garrett
time.
Garrett Crochet, yes please.
But I'm saying for the rivalry and the day-to-day talking about it, maybe this format, now that we're living it out, isn't so bad. I mean, I wish they won last night.
Right.
But maybe the format lends itself to some of that discussion and some of that hatred.
Yeah, no, it's not bad. You get to see it more often because when they had the one game playing, like you said, against the Yankees, that was a lot of fun. Like, that was electric. Like, that was a great time. But you get to, you know, stretch this one out a little bit because whatever team moves on from here, it'll still be pretty intense against Toronto and the ALDS. It'll be like, oh, a division. But well,
those are knowledgeable fans up there,
no,
Keith.
I know. Brian Roberts doesn't think so, but no, I mean, it'll be a notch below. And there's nothing that anybody else can do about it. It's just, it's not going to be Red Sox-Yankees.
617-779-7937. Let's get some phone calls here. A lot of you waiting patiently. Chris is in the car. Hello, Chris.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. You mentioned the Bayo poop sandwich with the 28 pitches earlier. I guess I had the pit in my stomach yesterday, and I'm a big Chorus supporter, so I hate to add to the list, but do you feel that switching from Connor Wong to Narvaez, like, Bayo didn't really finish the season strong, and to be in that environment, it just felt like his natural catcher would have helped his psyche and maybe kept him calm, and unfortunately Narvaez didn't help by getting any hits last night. But anyway,
so Chris, curious your thoughts. Chris, yeah. I don't know if you were the one texting. We actually got a lot
good
of texts
call.
About this. I meant to bring this up earlier. I thought Narvaez was the right call, but I understand that second guess where you go, Bayo didn't pitch well last night. He didn't have his regular catcher. Now, the numbers this year, we looked it up during the show yesterday. The numbers are better, Bayo to Narvaez. Much smaller sample size.
Yeah, it's like six starts compared to like 23 starts.
But it was
starts.
Like a 3.07 ERA versus a 3.50 ERA. Off the top of my head, don't hold me to those numbers, but they were better with Narvaez. The other thing I would say is Bayo wasn't pitching well in September, and he had Wong for those starts. So
right.
Bayo already hadn't been pitching well. I thought Narvaez was the right call, but if you want to add it for a second guess for the manager, go ahead. And Wong had good numbers off Rodon.
And that's what it would be. It would be a second guess because when they said the lineup was going to be the same, I was fine with it. I was like, okay, Narvaez had three walks in game one. And so you're like, all right, he's getting on.
And he also had good numbers off Rodon. Both catchers had good numbers off Rodon.
Right. They both did. So I wouldn't do it. It's not like it's the first time he ever pitched to Narvaez. And so I'm okay with it. And Cora was on the afternoon show yesterday, and they brought this up to him because once he said it's the same lineup, he even before he was asked, even offered up the same thing. He's like, "We're going to stick with Narvaez." He goes, "The same thing happened in 2018. If you remember, Rick Porcello always threw to Sandy Leon, but Christian Vasquez was swinging a much better bat, and they made that switch, and it worked out fine." So, like, Cora's used to it. There are players that it happens all the time, and I thought it was the right call. I know yesterday you could say, well, he went 0-4 and Bayo sucked, but like I don't know if Bayo would have been – I don't know if he would have had a gem with Connor Wong.
No, and he hadn't been pitching well in September with Connor Wong. So
yeah,
I do think this goes back further than that. So I'm with you. If you want to second-guess the manager, go for it, but I thought it was the right call. There's plenty to second-guess him about and plenty of things to pile on him with, including sticking with Whitlock for far too long last night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Tony is in Bridgewater. We haven't gotten this question yet. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, right. You know, you guys, good show. But one thing, no one's mentioned is the ball that Judge hit to Duran. I mean, he butchered that ball. But you remember what happened a couple of pitches earlier for that pass ball? I'm a Navarez guy, but that pass ball, that was huge. That put the guy on second. He never would have scored on that play.
It was
he would have wound up in second or third.
It was a wild pitch, not a pass ball.
Well, I thought it was a pass ball. Either way, but Navarez, I'm not going to bash the guy enough.
It was pass ball.
But on that throw hole from
him,
he was like 5 feet in front of the plate.
Yeah, am I looking at the wrong thing?
I don't know.
Are
I
you looking at the right thing?
I'm looking at the ESPN play-by-play. It says wild pitch, and they definitely called it a wild pitch on the broadcast last night. If they switched it, they switched it. I have a hard time.
I'll just look at it. Narvaez did have a pass ball, but yeah, Slayton had the wild pitch.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. All right, my bad.
So I thought, I get his point.
Mm-hmm.
Grisham wouldn't have scored on that play if he hadn't moved up. If he was at first base, in other words, and Duran drops it. How about Duran just catches the ball? Like, I don't think we need to go another step beyond Duran just catch the ball.
Yeah.
Like, what's my criticism? The pitch got away from Slayton or Duran didn't catch a ball right in his glove? Like, catch the ball.
Catch the ball. Yeah, I 100% catch the ball. I mean, that obviously led to the runner advancing, but
yeah,
it's over if you squeeze it. Yep, that's it.
I get his point. If there's no wild pitch, it was not a pass ball. If there's no wild pitch, then he's still at first and he doesn't score. Fine, got it. He doesn't score if Duran just catches it either. We haven't played this in a while. Let's give you Duran again, self-flagellating after the game. And he's, as we learned in the clubhouse, he's pretty hard on himself.
Yeah.
I do think he's going to come through tonight against right-handed pitching, but we'll see. This is Duran after dropping that ball last night.
Take us through the fly ball Judge hit from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I was just playing pretty deep on Judge. And as I was coming in, I thought it was a little harder than it was. And then I kind of gained more ground than I thought. I didn't really have to go into a full dive there and kind of just push the ball on myself a little more and kind of got really up on me. But, you know, it's on me.
How much is that, though? You know, Jared, you bounce back and things like this all the time. Just kind of baseball and put it behind you, move on, and get ready for game three.
Yeah, I mean, this one's going to sting a little bit. I mean, I know that game is 100% on me. If I make that play, Trevor hits the homer, we take the lead. But, you know, I messed it up, gave them momentum, and then, you know, things just happen from there. But, you know, that one's on me. I'm going to have to wear that one.
Okay.
Yeah, Kyle Hudson had a worse game than Jaron Duran.
I agree.
But, I mean, Jaron Duran, I mean, yeah, he dropped a fly ball. He's asked about it. Good for him for at least, you know, answering questions on it. I don't know what else you're really going to say in that situation.
No, I guess I half understand Rochi, as you said earlier.
Putting his arm around him. You're going to be okay, Jaron.
Playing psychiatrist?
Yeah, all right,
because the guy is like, guys, the game's on me. Like, I effed up.
But there's also a real chance that tonight is Jaron Duran's last game with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Like a real chance.
If he doesn't do what I think he's going to come through with a big play tonight. And that could be with the bat. That could be on the bases. Like, he is a, and I guess this cuts both ways, a terror on the bases.
Yeah.
And if you want your equivalent to, you know, Jazz Chisholm on the bases making a big play or whatever, Duran could be that guy. So I think he's going to come through. He's hit righties all year. I would have had him out of yesterday's lineup. I said that all day yesterday.
No, yeah.
I wouldn't have had him in there. Fleming is like, keep him in there for his defense. That's why I didn't want him in the game in part. Mostly because I didn't want him against a lefty, but I don't want him out there for his defense either. If you want defense, Abreu should have been a guy in the lineup last night. I know he'd be in right. Duran's in left. He's the better fielder. So I think he comes through tonight against right-handed pitching. The only possible lefty, unless they're going back to Fried or somebody on short rest, is Hill. And so he's going to see righties tonight. I think he's going to make a big play. But you're right. If he doesn't, he's probably a goner.
Yeah,
I mean, he might be a goner either way.
It won't be his last game. He'll have another whole series. But yeah, he's 1-for-7 at the plate. And to me, it doesn't feel close. But again, a lot of that has been against lefties who he struggled against. So to your point, if he's able to get 3 or 4 at-bats tonight against righties, then yeah, I'd like his chances a lot more.
617-779-7937. Ron is in Medford. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact he kept Whitlock in so long either. But you know something? You know what this all comes back to? No matter whether you second-guess the manager or Duran misplayed the ball.
Okay, Ron, real quick. But did that's why they lost last night? Like, they should have done more at the deadline.
Yeah,
agree.
Yeah.
And John Henry hasn't spent enough on this team. Agree. That's how they lost last night?
No, I don't mean that. I know that's not why they lost last night, but going into game three, had they acquired a couple of players of consequence, at least they would have had a better chance if they had added something to the team. You're constantly telling them they're not worth adding anything. Imagine the morale. You're in the race.
Okay, well, Ron.
And you watch ownership do nothing.
Okay, Ron, I agree with you on ownership's a problem. If you're going back to Devers was a bigger problem than even ownership this year, but ownership ownership, I'm sorry.
Hey, I watched the highlight on SportsCenter of the Giants, and there was a double play ball, and Devers was literally jogging.
Yeah.
And if he was running, it would have been a close play, and he was running as if he was out by 40 feet.
Yeah, Ron, I don't want Devers back. I thought apparently that's where you're going with it. Red Sox owner.
Oh, okay. I was like, let's talk a little bit more about this. This is very interesting.
Ownership is a problem. Devers is a bigger problem on this team this year.
Like the first scene in one battle after another.
Hang on. Has that movie been made?
Yeah, spoiler. Early spoiler.
I think we should trademark that. Copyright.
Copyright that
movie. I'd watch that. But, no, when it comes to ownership, they are a problem, and they've been a problem, and they didn't do enough at the trade deadline. I don't think their lack of talent is why they lost last night. And our pal Justin in D.C., called earlier today, and he's like, well, they have to go to Connolly early because they didn't get enough starters. And I just took a quick spin at the other third starters. Cubs are going with Jameson Taillon. The Guardians are going with Slade Ciccone or whoever it is.
Yeah.
The Yankees are going with Cam Schlittler. So I just...
It's the who's who coming out tonight.
I just... If they lose, go ahead and pile on Breslow. If they win, I'm sure you'll all go running high.
Even Detroit. Like, I know Jack Flaherty's a name. He has a 4.6 ERA.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like everybody's nasty and
another
locked
good
in.
One. So, to me...
Dodgers. You know who the Padres are throwing?
Yeah, Darvish?
Yeah, he's got a 5.38 ERA.
Yeah, but at least, like, Darvish and Flaherty...
No, but
Flaherty,
their names,
are,
like, they're horrible.
Real names, so, but they've been bad.
The Padres did the same thing with Cease at the... Red Sox did a bail. He threw like 60 pitches and was out after three innings.
I don't know. So, like, to me, I just, yes, they could use more good players. I mean, I would say that about any team.
He went 3 2/3, though. That's better than Bale.
Oh, sorry. He went one more inning?
Correct. I would say
just
about any team could use more good players, okay? Maybe short of the Dodgers. Just about everybody could use more good players. Like, duh.
Obviously.
I got it. I don't think last night they lost because of the trade deadline. I don't, but I know other people feel differently. And again, who are we blaming?
Well, I know the text line heard you loud and clear. How would we not come up with that?
I don't know.
This whole time?
I watched
ownership. I'm sorry. Hey,
it's very apropos.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that John Henry, maybe I should phrase it that way,
yes,
isn't an
you.
Issue. He
thank
has
you.
Been.
Yep.
But again, I think they had other issues this year, at least before trading it off the team. Gavin's in Norwood. Hello, Gavin.
Hello. I want to talk about how Rob Refsnyder cannot be the leadoff guy for the third straight game.
He won't be.
He won't be. Don't worry about it, Gavin. That was just
he
against lefties.
You
he won't be. He won't be.
You got to put Duran back in first in the lineup because that's what his struggling is. He's not the leadoff guy anymore.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. You think him hitting lower in the order is Duran's issue? That's why he can't catch a pop up. I won't say that.
It was the lefties, and he actually hit better this year. Jaren Duran batting third and fourth than hitting leadoff.
Do you have a split? It's been a while since I've looked. Do you have his splits righty lefty?
Jaren Duran's?
Yeah, OPS. Yeah. OPS is in the 800s, I think, off right-handed pitching.
OPS is 852 versus righties. It is 600 against lefties. He's hitting 211 against lefties, 277 against righties. 13 of his 16 home runs are against righties.
He's coming through. He's making up for the drop fly ball last night.
I hope you're right. Yeah, I mean, it's lined up for him. He hasn't been a great leadoff hitter, though, this year. But even with that said, I do agree with the caller. I'm putting him back up there. You don't have the option of Roman Anthony. You're not facing a lefty, so you're not going to put Refsnyder there. And so, yeah, I think it will be Duran.
All right, this is good. Is Bonnie Blue now the owner of the Red Sox?
Well, possible.
How did you guys not play the Pornhub drop? Do we have a...
I don't know if that's our show.
Is that a drop we have?
I think so. Oh. Is that it? Showing my naivete.
That's definitely us, yeah.
Okay.
There you go. That one works.
Fair enough.
617-779-7937. If you had to highlight somebody to come through tonight, Keith, who would it be?
Yoshida. Yoshida already has come through in this series. He did in game one. He was about to in game two if Kyle Hudson didn't tackle Nate Eaton and didn't let him score. And so tonight, going up against a righty starter, he should be in the lineup. He should probably get three at-bats versus righties. And even going back to the last series of the regular season, he seems locked in. Like, Yoshida, instead of the ground out to second base, he's been hitting the ball up the middle. Maybe he'll even run into one and hit one in the short porch and right. So I think it's going to be Yoshida, and not really out of nowhere, just a guy that's staying hot.
No. So I think that's a good one. When we were going through our plans earlier, you empty the lefties against this lineup. The one debate again is second base. Sogard, Romy, maybe David Hamilton.
Yeah.
But regardless, that's pretty minor at the end of the day. I think the real decision is on the other side for Aaron Boone. Does he go back to his lefties or does he get his righties in against Connolly early tonight? I don't have a great feeling on early. Like, I feel pretty good about the Red Sox in general, and maybe this is counterintuitive. I feel pretty good about the Red Sox in general in this spot. If early can get through an inning, he gets through Judge. I think the pressure does start to flip to the other side, to Schlittler. I think early on, though, like the first inning,
yeah,
I have no idea how he's going to handle that. He's made four starts. He was pitching for University of Virginia and the Academy a couple of years ago. And now he's at Yankee Stadium in a do-or-die, winner-take-all game. Like, the first inning is going to tell you a lot. I think it's probably self-evident and overly obvious.
Yeah.
But I think how he comes out in that first inning is going to tell you a lot.
Do you feel the same way that maybe did earlier in the series, or has it changed, where if both starters are out and it's tied, are you loving the Red Sox?
Advantage Red Sox.
Yeah, I still think
that
it is.
That didn't work last night?
No, it didn't.
Yankees had three scoreless innings, two hits, three strikeouts, yeah. I think. Red Sox bullpen wasn't great last night. But yeah, my answer to that would be I feel good about it. You said,
but
you
wild card tonight is, yeah. I don't know if you use Whitlock, and Chapman more than three outs is at least like,
you said,
worrisome.
I was just about to ask you about that. Didn't you say six?
What do you mean?
Six outs for Chapman?
Yeah.
You think you would throw him up to that much?
I think they might have to. I know. See, I don't know if I would. I guess you got to see what the situation is, who's coming up and all that stuff. You don't normally do that. But previous World Series winning teams for the Red Sox, they would do that with
guy.
I mean, Koji and Folk and those guys would throw a lot. So, no, it's not how you drew it up, but I also didn't know that Whitlock was going to throw 47 pitches, and it's a game that it's not Crochet or Bayo, so how soon do you have to get into your pen? You don't want to have Peyton Tolley throw too much. He's kind of a one-trick hoss at this point. And so, I don't know, if you're up by one going into the eighth, what do you do? You might go Chapman.
For two.
I know, it'd be terrifying, but yeah.
I wouldn't feel good. Like, if you're telling me Chapman's coming in like he did in game one, and that was a roller coaster. he's got to get one tough lefty to end the eighth and then give
him
the ninth. I'd do something like that.
Let's say Ben Rice is leading off the eighth and you're up by one. Yeah, you might think about Chapman.
Yeah, what other lefties?
I guess it depends on
what other lefties are available. Tolley, Matz. Could you go back to Wilson? Wilson actually didn't. You pointed this out. He got five outs last night. He really didn't throw that many pitches.
How about this? Eighth inning. All right, this is another scenario.
Oh, I like this.
Red Sox are up one.
Uh-huh.
Eighth inning, Aaron Judge is leading off.
Uh-huh.
Brian Baio for the eighth inning. You don't like that?
No.
All right.
I mean, I
put Connor Wong back there.
I know he does own, although Judge got a hit right away off him last night, but he had owned him prior.
But ideally, who would you throw against Aaron Judge in the eighth or ninth inning?
Crochet,
I don't think. I looked this up. Madison Bumgarner in 2014 is one of the greatest postseason runs of all time. He had like multiple complete games. He had a save. He was insane. He never, ever pitched with only one day in between.
Mm-hmm.
And they used him all the time.
You got Baio pitching on two straight days?
Yeah, but
he barely threw.
Right.
Yeah.
Bumgarner would go 7, 8, or 9 innings.
Yeah.
So, no, you didn't bring him right back. But after throwing 28 pitches, you had a reliever and almost three relievers throw as many pitches or more than the starter. And so if those guys can come back,
yeah, it's a good question.
Like he could, I feel like he could get an inning.
Who was my righty against Judge? Could you go back to Whitlock for a batter or two?
Yeah,
and would you?
All right, so I guess that's the good question. Is Whitlock or Baio more likely available? Probably Whitlock because he's a reliever.
I mean, again,
for a batter?
Whitlock.
Yeah.
I know I wasn't great last night, and he even said after the game, pretty damning for Cora. We haven't played it. We mentioned it a couple of times. But he even said after the game, he's like, yeah, I got tired. I just wait for AC to come get me.
It's going to be great. Just intense.
It will be. You guys can discuss. 617-779-7937. No text line. There are no pills for Red Sox ownership.
No.
At least that I know about.
No.
We'll get back to your phone calls. You can also jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Ya got Hart. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ted. They're taking you right up until Red Sox pregame tonight, little after 7 o'clock. First pitch, 8:08 here on WEEI. We have the clip du jour and... it's time for Grab Bag.
And she's watching it with those eyes. And she's loving with that
Grab Bag.
I just know it.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. MLB playoffs rolling on, Jones. Yesterday, four big games. The Guardians, even the series with the Tigers with a 6-1 win. The Padres, even the series with the Cubs with a 3-0 win. And the LA Dodgers eliminated the Reds. So the only series to end in a two-game sweep was the LA Dodgers over the Reds. Yamamoto threw a gem. And despite three errors, the Dodgers won 8-4. So the Dodgers move on to the next round. That means today, three must-win game threes, and they move the start time. So normally we were having a game right at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we had Guardians and Tigers normally right now, yeah.
Guardians and Tigers are going to have a first pitch at 3 o'clock this afternoon from Progressive Field in Cleveland. Of course, the home of $2 beer days.
Of course.
$1 dogs, free jerseys, etc. Padres-Cubs will be 5 o'clock in Wrigley. And then Red Sox Yankees, as we know, 8 o'clock here on WEEI, 7 o'clock pregame.
Okay. If any team is gonna pull out the they drop game one and they're gonna come back and win the series, your options are Guardians, Padres, Yankees. You said yesterday Guardians, that's still your answer?
Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. I said that before they even won that game. Actually, they might have been up 1-0 at the time of the prediction, but I'm gonna say the Guardians win the series.
That has not happened yet.
No.
Under this current format. You hope that doesn't happen tonight. But the Guardians, I think, are the team
to
do it.
All right, so we're going to go Guardians. Who are we taking in the Padres-Cubs series?
I had Cubbies going in. I'll stick with them.
Stick with the Cubbies at home. Taillon versus Darvish. Darvish, two stud number three pitchers.
Yeah, of course.
And then I am picking the Sox. I'm nervous about it.
Sox kid.
You're picking the Sox kid?
Sox kid.
Yeah, and you're doing a few sprinkles. You have a lengthy home run parlay. Do you
really get into that? I haven't decided if I'm going to parlay them yet, but Nick is right. A lefty is hitting a home run for the Red Sox tonight. I just got to figure out which
who
one
it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
All right, excellent. Jones.
Nothing gets you hyped for a baseball game like that. Yeah.
Oh, you're ready to run through a wall. All right, so I mentioned the Dodgers advance. So they will play the Phillies. There's no reseeding or anything. So it'll be Dodgers and Phillies in the next round. And Shohei Ohtani is scheduled to start game one of the ALDS.
Nice.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet.
That's not bad. Nailed it. Week 5 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. It is an NFC West showdown. The LA Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Both teams, both teams are 3-1.
Yeah.
The Niners have already ruled out Brock Purdy, Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings.
And Kittle hasn't played since week one.
Yeah. The Rams are 8.5-point favorites at home. The game starts basically the same time the Red Sox game starts.
Yeah,
so
I would say zero of this. I would say hammer the Rams side of that bet. I know it's a lot of points.
Yeah.
I would say hammer that. Twitch chat said, what if the Red Sox lose tonight and Mac Jones wins? Who cares about the Mac Jones part?
I don't know. What does that matter?
It's a sad day. It's a bad day.
The way that Drake May has played the last handful of weeks, I don't even care about the Mac Jones part. I don't get why you'd care about that part.
Yeah, no, that doesn't really bother me at all.
grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Yesterday in the grab bag, we told you that the Cleveland Browns were making a change at quarterback. They were benching Joe Flacco in favor of rookie Dylan Gabriel. Well, what we didn't know at the time was in the locker room, they caught up with fellow rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders, and they asked him about it, to which he responded as a mime. He didn't like paint his face and wear like a silly outfit.
He pantomimed the answers. His lips were moving, but no words were coming out.
He wouldn't. Yeah, there was no volume to his voice.
Yes.
Do you think that was a good strategy?
I don't. Now, look, I'm pro Shedeur.
Yeah, I thought still?
This is getting hard to defend this guy.
It is.
But I halfway get it. He's like, I am better than Dylan Gabriel. So he's just throwing a little hissy fit. But no, I have a hard time defending those actions.
Yeah, this was tough. Yeah. I mean, the guy's a clown, but so are the Browns for even doing this. We joked about their quarterback room to start the year. They ended up trading away one of the guys they traded for. No,
for
the whole thing.
I thought you meant for making him available.
No.
Like, I think you have to make all these guys available. Yeah, okay.
No, just from Jump Street.
Drafting
what was
them
your,
both.
What was your plan?
They don't have one.
You were going to go with Flacco? That wasn't going to last all season. Then what? You're going to go with Gabriel? And that's a good spot for Gabriel to be in. You got Shedeur Sanders like right there the whole time. Gabriel stinks anyway. So I think the player's bad. And then thinking he's going to succeed in that room is insane.
Yeah, my initial thing was, why even make him available? But I think this came up in New York where the Giants beat writers kept requesting Jackson Dart and they kept hiding him, and that turned into a whole issue with the league and the versus the media. So
got it.
I think they have to make him available, but that was his solution. Yep. Not, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yep. Gabriel might have taken a shot at Shedeur too. Did you guys see what Gabriel said after?
No.
Yes, I did.
He was, you wait for the perfect time, you're going to be waiting for your whole life.
You said that at like the podium.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. So that's fun. Like, but that's a good idea.
Yeah, good
pit
situation.
Your two rookie quarterbacks against each
other. Honestly, Gabriel, not much better.
No.
You got grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
Let's grab a call on the grab bag, Jones. Let's go to Buzz the Pilot. He joins us next. What do you got, Buzz?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Pretty great.
I got a question.
Okay.
If the Red Sox lose tonight, are the Yankees fans going to consider this a wash away of the 2004 comeback?
No.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
On Sunday Night Football, Jones, Patriots are taking on the Bills, and Buffalo will be wearing their cold front jerseys, their new cold front jerseys, which I do not like.
I didn't like when we saw the initial footage of it. I do wonder if they're going to pop on the screen.
So there's always that chance.
Yeah.
They could always look better in the wild than they do just in like a screenshot.
That's right.
I leave that open because we've seen what the Cardinals ones now in the wild. We've seen the Dolphins ones. The Pats were theirs already, right? Once this year, or no? Am I making that up?
Pats? No, we're going to see the Pats against. Is it the Giants game?
The
I forget
Giants.
What it is.
Yeah. Oh, Monday Night Football. I think.
Pats are going to wear one, and this is the Bills wearing theirs. Yeah.
Right. I haven't seen. Oh, but I have seen people wearing the jersey. I've seen people get that jersey, but I don't like the Bills. But we'll see. Maybe I'll feel a little bit differently once we get a look at it.
You got to fight for your right to grab back.
A.J. Brown says that his recent Instagram post or story was not about the Eagles or Jalen Hurts or anything like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't about any of that. So I know that's what it looked like, but it's not about that.
I forget if it was Fowler or Graziano. There was an item from one of them yesterday where they're like, the Eagles aren't going to trade him now, but in the offseason, they're going to look at it.
Great.
He could get traded tomorrow.
He could get gone.
But yeah, I'm not buying that from A.J. Brown.
My name is Brown.
Right. How about this? Bill Barnwell came out with his top three awards for the NFL season at the quarter mark.
Top three awards?
No. Like all the awards, but then he ranked his top three.
Oh, gotcha.
So for like MVP, offensive player, defensive player, rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, we cover all these when we preview the NFL
season.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
All
first
there.
Coach fired.
No Patriots
Oh.
No Patriots made the list. His MVP, though, was Josh Allen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everywhere you look.
Grab bag.
All right, Jones, consistent with this entire series, it is time now to go to the phones and bring in none other than Hogdale for his Game 3 preview, Sox and Yanks. Hogdale, what are you thinking for tonight?
Well, fellas, I'm thinking that the Sox need to play a actual clean game of baseball that is also well-coached. So I'm predicting that Kyle Hudson doesn't cost us a run tonight. I'm also predicting that we don't have Sadon lay a bunt down in the seventh inning. But in seriousness, I think Pomeroy early is going to have a pretty short leash. Even if he does look good, I think he goes a max of like 3 or 4 innings. And then you turn it over to the pen. Kyle Harrison goes an inning or two. Then you see, you know, Greg Weissert, probably Steven Matz again. No Whitlock definitely tonight. Definitely no Whitlock. Chapman's going to probably slam the door shut in the ninth inning. The bats have to come along. I think Willie Abreu hits a bomb tonight. I think Bregman has a big clutch moment as well.
All right. That's on the Hogdale vision board. Hogdale, great work in the Hornet's Nest last night.
Yeah, nice
we'll
job.
We'll be following along tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, right. Hog.
That's the Hog vision board.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
All right. Horror movie of the day. Somebody on the text line said horror. I say it funny, but yeah. Horror movie of the day. Somebody said we didn't. How come we haven't done it? It's October. Yeah. Well, October 1st is yesterday. We did it yesterday.
I saw that text too. They're like, it's Dorktober. Where's the horror movie?
I'm going with a 2008 classic. 17 years ago. It's so shockingly, this movie's been out for a long time. It is available to stream on Netflix. The Strangers. The Strangers. Very creepy, very scary. There's been sequels. They're even trying to do like a new trilogy. Those are all kind of junk. This first one, though, really scary. No motive of said strangers. It's also you're in and you're out. Hour, 25 minutes. Very, very creepy. One of the scarier movies I think you'll see this holiday season.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the
grab bag
is. You have to see it for yourself.
Jones, let's find out who the top Major League Baseball performer was from Wednesday, October 1st, was it Mookie Betts, 4-for-5, 3 RBI, and a run scored?
Maybe.
Was it Trevor Story, 2-for-4, home run, 3 RBI?
Loss.
Was it Ben Rice, 2-for-4, home run, 2 RBI?
Yeah, not him, but he did win.
Was it Yoshinobu Yamamoto, 6 2/3 scoreless with 9 Ks? Or was it Dylan Cease, 3 2/3 scoreless, 5 Ks?
A lot of Ks in 3 2/3 scoreless, but let's go Yamamoto.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're going with a former player who spent 12 years in the major leagues with 3 teams.
So it's not the guy who was on hold earlier today. Okay.
No, he was
just a minor leaguer. Okay.
Yeah. No, major leaguer. Played for 3 teams, the Yankees, the Twins, and the Padres.
Yankees, Twins, Padres, major leaguer, got it. Okay, 12 years, yep. Yeah.
He was a one-time All-Star.
Okay, not Knobloch.
He also finished 7th in the Cy Young 1 year, which was not his All-Star season. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. He is a right-handed starting pitcher.
I was thinking Radke, so he's out.
Had some relief appearances, but you would know him as a starter. That's how I know him.
This guy had to have pitched for more teams, but Kyle Loesch?
Not Kyle Loesch. He, let's see, his All-Star season was 2010.
With who?
With the Yankees. He went 18-8, but had a 4.19 ERA. Still somehow made the All-Star team. And then when he was with Minnesota in 2014, he finished 7th. In the Cy Young, he threw 209 2/3 innings.
Oh,
let's see. I know Billy's going to ask if he has a nickname.
Yeah, you got any nicknames over there? Is it Irvin Santana?
It's not Irvin Santana.
Was he lefty? He was a lefty.
No, Irvin was a righty.
Was he?
But he played with the Halos for a while. He made $80 million in his career. $80 million. That's all his.
Can't take that.
Can't take that.
Half of it, government. Probably took half of it. Not to go off on this tangent, but government.
A lot of it probably
also
went to CAA Sports, who represented him. His agents were with CAA Sports.
I think I'm out. You guys got anything back there?
One time World Series.
I still didn't get my nickname.
Peege.
Peege?
That's what it says here. I'd never heard him called that.
Is it Phil Hughes?
He got it!
The Red Sox win.
I wouldn't have got that.
Good, you got good, that on the line?
Good job by the Twitch chat. Yep. Yeah, no, I didn't.
Phil Hughes!
That. Oh, I was Arcan had that a long time ago.
Immediately.
Phil Hughes, yeah.
What's his middle name? So that's probably like short for PJ, so it's PJ. Philip something Hughes.
Philip Joseph Hughes.
PJ
Hughes. Yeah, PJ.
So
yeah, yeah.
PJ.
Thank you. Yep.
All right. Well, one time All Star.
Nobody ever called him that though.
No,
Phil Hughes.
I certainly never heard it. Random ball player of the day, each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned for WEEI afternoons. They come your way at 2:00. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Finally, Nick, we can tell you to play a little 311 now and again. Jones is finally excited.
Yeah, now we're back. What took so long?
Yeah, this is us.
Now it's a big game.
Now this says playoff baseball, like a little 311. All right, it's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And at the start of the day, obviously the emotions have been all over the place following the first two games of the series. But one big takeaway is how much we still hate Yankee fans and current and former Yankee players.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even talked about this, but I saw your tweet last night.
I hate him.
Cruz?
Unbelievable. But it is good. Like, in the moment,
you're like,
this guy effing kidding me?
He's like,
is this guy out of his mind? He's pumping his chest. Like, that would have been a home run in every ballpark, sir. Also, they should have scored on you earlier. Story almost had a grand slam off you.
You gave up a moon rocket, and you're celebrating like you did anything.
Oh, the series is over, and that he's the greatest pitcher ever, and he just got out Babe Ruth. It's like, you didn't do any of that. You didn't strike out Ted Williams. Like, what are you doing? That guy, oh, my God, I can't stand that guy. But that's good. because
that's good. At its best,
remember Jeff Nelson?
Yeah.
Oh, did I hate Jeff Nelson?
Ooh, I hated
the look of Jeff Nelson.
I didn't like Paul O'Neill.
I hated Paul O'Neill.
Scott Brosius.
They had a million of them.
Yeah.
I was saying, like, some of the pitchers, like, you really learned to like hate, like Andy Pettit.
Ugh.
Andy Pettit. Hey, I can't see your eyes, Andy Pettit. Why don't you lift your head up a little bit, Andy Pettit? Can't stand these guys.
Billy's trying to worm out of the way. Remember how Billy loves Jorge Posada? You remember that?
Oh, my God.
Get out of here, Billy.
Billy, get out of here. He urinated on his hands.
I saw Billy trying to sneak
grip.
Up.
He did have good grip, though.
He was Homer Simpsoning out of my view. I could see it right when he started talking about this. Yeah.
Scott Brosius, I hated his stupid face.
Hated him.
Luis Soho. Oh, did I hate Luis Soho.
Yeah.
I hated the whole team.
Kareem
I hated everybody.
Garcia.
Oh,
Bernie
get
out of here.
Awesome. Gerald Williams.
Bernie Williams was fine.
Bernie Williams sucked. Like, oh, he plays the guitar. I don't give a rat's ass. Everybody plays the guitar.
Nice.
It's true.
Twitch chat brought this one up. We got the text earlier.
Yeah.
Nick Swisher's a good one.
Obnoxious.
Yeah, I forgot that got texted in. Nick Swisher's another good one.
Just the worst.
Yeah.
You see the players on the field. They pan to the crowd. You're like, ugh. God.
Well,
like the worst place on earth.
The rivalry's back. The hatred's back. And WEEI Afternoon's back as well. Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Kids eat free at the Nines every Sunday all month long in October. Kids can get a free meal from the kids menu with every adult entree purchased. You gotta love the Nines. What's coming up on the show today, Andy?
Obviously, a lot of we got a lot to squeeze in because you got the reaction to game two, but the look ahead to game three.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
almost like you need Chaos. 2 days to do this, but you just get 4 hours, 2 to 6. We'll talk to Lou Maloney at 4:30, which is about the time I think he got up this morning. He's been bitching about the long day to get to this baseball game, this winner takes all
mm-hmm.
that you have Schlittler versus Early.
Yep.
And we'll have our usual chat with Tom Curran, a little Patriots talk mixed in there. And obviously we'll be breaking down sort of who you blame early in the show. I don't know how you don't score or send the runner there. I mean, I'm with you guys.
It's the worst play of the game.
I'm also a real close second. I don't know how you don't catch that fly ball.
Also bad.
Also yeah. a real close third. I don't know how you're pitcher.
Yeah.
Where's
the wild pitch factor into the caller we got last hour?
A little further down.
Don't sleep on that wild pitch.
And it started basically yesterday around 2:05 when I didn't care for the decision to swap out catchers on your mentally unstable at times pitcher.
You would have kept Wong.
You were a Wong guy.
Yeah,
I'm not really a Wong guy, but
for Bayo.
Yeah. Just the guy that we've praised his maturity and the way he's settled in and he used to lose his mind over different things. I just think when you give guys like that who haven't been pitching well in Yankee Stadium, in the playoffs, don't give them an excuse. You know, don't take away Dumbo's feather is what I said. Because then Dumbo crashes to the ground. He thinks he can't fly.
Poor Dumbo.
And he crashed to the ground.
That's true.
Jabba Chamberlain.
Great one.
That's a great text line. That's a good one.
Damn. Remember when he was attacked by locusts in Cleveland?
Yeah, yeah.
All those
Peyton
bugs.
Peyton Totley's a little Jabba Chamberlain.
Midges.
No, but we like Peyton.
I know.
Oh, midges?
Midges.
Yeah. Yeah,
excuse me?
They were all over him.
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
No, it's okay.
My people don't like that.
All right. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And they're taking you right up just about until pregame coverage tonight. That starts a little after 7. First pitch, 8:08 tonight here on WEEI. We're back tomorrow at 10. Full reaction to an elimination game plus Patriots Friday. Top 5 Friday. Friday 4-pack. Week in review.
Oh, the keys.
Keith's keys to Patriots, Bills, maybe Red Sox and Blue Jays, maybe.
We'll
maybe.
See. Maybe a little bit of both.
And I think we got Mike and Wenu as well tomorrow. So stay tuned. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.